What's the Tea? Brought to you by B-Trans Support and Community with Pride Radio.
Proudly supported by Pride Action North.
Hey everyone, it's Rose.
Josie.
Byron. From B-Trans Support and Community, the peer support service run by trans people for trans people right in Newcastle. And this is What's the Tea? Today, we're doing a recap of Transgender Day of Remembrance that was hosted in Newcastle at the Civic Centre.
So this year we have Northeast Against Racism speaking, LGBT plus Northern Social Group, B Transport and Community and Plus Group. And we'll have Jade Broadhead singing throughout the evening. So I'll pass you over to Nia. Thank you.
So hi everyone. Thanks for coming today on such a sad day. For a number of years now, Northeast Against Racism have been supporting this event. We are passionate about advocating and fighting for an end to oppression for all. We are proud to campaign here in the Northeast alongside LGBTQ people. And of course, we have LGBTQ members in our organisation also, and we are proud of every one of them. Today is a sad day as we mourn the loss of those trans people that have been killed around the world. But it also must be a day of hope, a day of resistance, a day of strength, community, solidarity, and hopefully we'll see a world when people aren't killed for their sexuality or gender or whatever else it may be that people seek to persecute them for.
But my name's Kat, I'm from LGBT plus Northern Social Group. My pronouns are they, she. Firstly, I want to say a huge thank you to B for organising Trans Day of Remembrance and giving us all space to come together and mourn, pay our respects and exist in this beautiful bubble of love that we create for ourselves. Spaces in which we can exist as ourselves can feel really daunting, but when we find the right place, it feels like home, and our community feels like home to me. We're coming together in spaces like this. It's a perfect example of radical solidarity. Radical solidarity can mean a whole lot of different things to different people. But for me, it means providing the love and care that we want for each other, but also ourselves. It's sometimes seen in attending and organising demos and protests and fighting for our rights to live authentically. But more often, it's found in safer spaces, creating safer spaces for someone. It's commiserating with each other. It's listening. It's making a cup of tea and just sitting. It's providing food and warmth. It's filling out forms. It's adapting to people's communication skills and styles. The trans community is a place that I feel so much radical solidarity. And most of the time, I think people aren't even aware of what they're doing or what they're giving or the impact that it has on each other. We've always existed and we will always exist. So trans joy and happiness is our medicine. It's our saviour. And if you feel comfortable to do so, just turn to the person next to you and just say, I love you and I'm glad you exist.
Everyone proud you exist!
I love you all. So today we mourn the dead. We'll thank them for the space that they took up in the world. And tomorrow we'll fight like hell for the living again. And for trans joy and happiness. Our feelings of grief are so big and they take up so much space, but our love is bigger and our love is greater and our love is magic. Thank you so much for listening to me, and I love each and every one of you so deeply. Thank you.
My name's Byron. My pronouns are they, them, theirs, and I'm B's health and wellbeing officer. I also write poetry. It's all right, I guess. I hope it is. And I'm going to read some I've written for the Trans Day of Remembrance. And it has a dedication as well. So this is for all those who fought and died to just be themselves, for those who fell for gender freedom, for our children taken too young by suicide, or rather transphobic bullying, for Karai Williams, 14, UK, Onyx John, 13, Australia, Alex Dews, 13, UK, and Ivan, 12, Spain. That which kills you makes you stronger, or so they say. They smile at us as we cry and comfort fools like leaves shaken from a tree, now only barren branches left because no strength can comfort the dead. There are trans women, women murdered. They thought that they would not be missed because of her lifestyle. Ah, yes, because trans women are meant to be invisible and slide like ghosts between your lives. Or perhaps they exist just for your knives. No, they deserved better. They deserved to hear that lie. That which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. But we know words can kill. Murdered by transphobia can be a self-inflicted injury. You can suffer all your life and all your death, it seems. That which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But for me, I'd rather be weak, alive, and happy than be this warrior forged in pain and cruel taunts, tempered in others' ignorance. I'd rather not have to fight to exist, not have to weep as I remember those who others say were not strong enough. It is a lie. That which does not kill you tries again or wins another battle. That which does not kill me still takes from me, still kills my siblings across the earth. So I stand stronger than before, but I know the weeping never ends. They are our siblings and we mourn them. They can rest now, but we will keep the fight in their name, their memory, and in their hope. Whatever does not kill us might make us stronger. But hope, it never dies. So I hope for a life better than this. And that keeps getting stronger. We keep getting stronger. And although one day we'll rest in power today we will live with it. Thank you.
Okay, hello. This is me, I'm Sky. My pronouns are she, they. This is Milo here. This is somebody else who's going to be reading out. It's Milo's first time here. They're a bit nervous, but they will be lovely. So I'll be speaking for a bit, then Milo will, and I'll be at the end. So there never is an easy way to speak at an event like this, where I feel so much pain and heartbreak from all of you, because I know how much, what it is to, like, for being attacked, for being myself. For about a year and a half, I still fear going out of the house in a skirt or wearing the slightest bit of makeup because of what strangers will say or think or what will happen to me and whether they will be held accountable. I don't lie to you when I say I am scared. It is still such a scary world to be who you are because of the many prejudices prevalent in today's society. But believe me, we are all united in our cause as one to have the right to exist as we are. When I look around, I see many faces of those who have come out in support of all different genders, and it makes me feel just that bit safer to know I'm not alone. We are a community of hope, and when I think of hope, however, my mind goes to the younger generation. I look out to see here. To you, the younger ones, I don't want you to feel fear, as much as I've conveyed my own, because you are the younger transgender teens. You are the ones who have the most resilience and passion, like Milo here.
Thank you. We must never back down from being who we are, no matter the government, no matter the people in the street, no matter what society expects from us. When we stand together, we are a wall, which shows our pride and our determination to make the world a better place. It will be hard and change will take a long time, but this is a community and these are our voices to be heard. Our loud, everlasting voices. Our voices which shall never be silenced as we continue our battle every day as we remember the members of our community who have lost their lives because of being who they are. They are remembered tonight as we remind the world that they were human beings and that they should be able to live their lives and be who they are and stand with this community. But their spirit will remain in us. We will stand strong for them. We will carry their stories and we will always remember them as a strong trans people that they were. Our community is strong and it will always be strong no matter if it is 2 or 2,000 people. Our spirit, our pride and our determination will forever be passionate in our hearts. Let our community here in Newcastle show a beacon of hope for all trans people across the North East and the UK. We are not quiet. We will never be quiet. As I stand here surrounded by this wonderful community, I cannot feel more proud to stand as a member and know that we are here and we are not going away anytime soon. We will be here for generations to come. As life continues, it is hope that society will progress and trans people are not used as a political weapon. Instead, we exist happy and proud as ourselves. Still, as society progresses, we will always remember those who have left us and carry on their pride and their passion for bringing about the change so that all trans people feel safe.
Just as a last note, I do want to thank the people who set this up to give us our chance to speak, mainly for Milo to speak, because they do have a lot of passion and they do have a lot of words to say that I feel like sometimes they need the right platform to get out. So I do thank you. But on a more personal note, I haven't written any of this down, at least for one part. I, as a politics student, somebody who does politics for a level, I do genuinely feel fear sometimes. It does get scary. It genuinely is with the Prime Minister we have and the government we have, and I've never known a different government for so long. I've only known the Conservatives, and it is not great at all. And as much as we can joke about them, it does get scary. And this isn't a nice time for us. But I want to end with a quote from Oscar Wilde, which says, "Some people cause happiness wherever they go, and some people cause happiness whenever they go. Rishi Sunak, whenever you go, I will never have the words to say how happy I am." Thank you.
Hello, my name is Rose. I work for B. I'm the treasurer of B. My pronouns are she, her. A future where I am free is one I want to fight for. We gather here today, not just in remembrance, but in solidarity. We stand here to honor the lives lost, the loves forgotten, the relentless battle for safety, rights, and recognition, the challenges overcome, and the risks we're yet to take. We stand here today as individuals, individual threads of fate. We know not yet where our journeys will take us, but remember every step of the way. Every day, our siblings face a fight that overbears any bounds of acceptance. A fight for visibility in a world drenched in a fog of hatred. A fight that seeks to silence our voices. A fight for the right to live authentically. As we come together to commemorate this day, we carry the weight of the lives lost, those who fell victim to hatred, those who fell victim to discrimination, and those that fell victim to violence. A weight almost unbearable to hold, yet as threads interwoven as we are here today, we stand strong. We stand strong together. We do not fight for much, the right to exist without fear, to pursue happiness without compromise, and to love without judgment. Our siblings navigate a path fraught with despair. We must join them for every step we share. Recognition isn't just about being seen. It's about being acknowledged for the beauty, strength, and diversity that each and every one of us brings into our shared human experience. Let us embrace a future where we all walk proud, we all walk tall, recognized for our uniqueness as individuals, our contributions, our qualities, our strengths. A future where we are celebrated for our courage. Dignity has never been negotiable. It is the inherent right of every human being. We stand together today, united against the dehumanization of our siblings, rejecting the prejudices that seek to strip them of the dignity that they deserve. Together we stand, and together we remember the siblings that weren't afforded this right. Together, we not only mourn the lives lost, the loves lost, but vow to create a world where safety is not a privilege, but a guarantee for all. In this fight for a future where we all walk free, remember that our collective strength lies in unity. Each one of us has a role to play, and it is through empathy, understanding, and action that we can pave the way for a brighter and more inclusive tomorrow. As we honour the memories of those we've lost, let us forge ahead with a passion that transcends boundaries, dismantling prejudice, and building a world where we can all thrive. We will continue. We will overcome. Thank you.
As you go along, who's gonna take you home tonight? Who's gonna take you home? Who's gonna take you home tonight? Who's gonna take you home? Does God bless your transgender heart? Trans or rebel, yet to be born, you're already dead. Sleep with a gun beside you in bed. Follow it through to the obvious end. As your veins wide open, you bleed it out. Who's gonna take you home tonight? Who's gonna take you home? Who's gonna take you home tonight? Who's gonna take you home? God bless your transgender heart, true trans or rebel. Should be living a different life. Who's gonna take you home tonight? Who's gonna take you home? Who's gonna take you home tonight? Who's gonna take you home? God bless your transgender heart, true trans or rebel.
Thank you.
On this Transgender Day of Remembrance, we recall the lives of our transgender siblings who have been tragically taken from us, and we give thanks for who they were and all they shared in their life. At this time, throughout our world, families are broken, relationships severed by murder and suicide because their loved ones identified as transgender. Our transgender families' lives have been cut short because of transphobic violence, intolerance, and an unwillingness of people to love one another for who they are. We mourn our people's senseless death. Tonight, we have heard the naming, and at least if they haven't had a name, we have remembered them. Each transgender person from different parts of our world. And through saying their names and identifying them with no name, we acknowledged each one's life and humanness. I ask you now to take a moment of still and to notice that there were 320 transgender people lost to this life throughout the world. As we remember, our hearts are heavy, but their strength gives us hope. We will be heard, and we will be seen. I now ask you, as you are present here, to say to yourself in the quiet of your being, your name. Please repeat it in your head a few times to yourself. Just what your name is. And I now invite you to turn to a person next to you and just say to them, my name is, and tell them what your name is. Don't be shy. And now that you've done that and know each other's names, I want you to say these words to each other, one after the other. I see you. So turn to the person and say, I see you. As we draw strength from being named and seen, we give thanks for all who have gone before us, for their beauty, their creativity, their courage and commitment. For those who stood tall and did not hide in the midst of adversity. For those who taught us about inclusivity and love. For those who made a difference in our world by being themselves. With that hope, we actively continue to work for justice. We thank the families and chosen families who have nurtured and loved their transgender children and friends. We give thanks for the services throughout the community that have been a safe place for all who are transgender. And we hold close those friends who love us for who we are and all that we contribute to this world. So together, as we stand in solidarity with one another, we know we long for and work for change to bring about justice. We are a community of beautiful, loving, caring people who have a lot to contribute to our world. And we can only do this by being who we fully are, people who are transgender. And I say to each one of you this evening, I see you.
Trans Day of Remembrance every year is a group effort and it really shows the power of community. So I would just like to say a couple of thanks before we end the evening. Thank you to Pride Radio for giving up their sound equipment and also streaming it for those who can't be here with us today. LGBT plus Northern Social Group for supporting with equipment and also taking part in the vigil. Navi Media for their illustrations. Pride Action North for giving up their time, Northeast Ambulance Service, Northeast Against Racism, and the Young People at Plus Group for giving up their time. Thank you to the volunteers at B who have worked on this event to facilitate it. Thank you to MCC for providing candles, and thank you to all the community volunteers who've came together around this time of year. Thank you so much for everyone for coming.
So that was this year's Trans Day of Remembrance. If anybody wants any advice, wants to chat, or has any other queries, feel free to follow us on social media at BTransNB. And make sure you tune into the next episode where we'll be discussing TDAW.
What's the Tea? Proudly supported by Pride Action North. Pride Radio.